your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Hey folks, it's Nate, Delaware Academy today. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back for Delhi and Walton football in just a minute on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Around 150 cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Let's try this again. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you live from Delaware Academy today. One of the oldest rivalries in New York State high school history. This one dates back to 1892, folks. It is Walton and Delhi. Tim, good to have you along. We're back for some more Saturday football here.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. It's really gorgeous over here, too. It's a nice sunny day. And last time we were here for a game for the Delhi, they actually had some issues with cramping, so maybe that might be something we'll see today.
Very similar weather that we had a couple of years ago when it was a great slugfest between these two teams, a hot early season day. You just never know how that's going to go. I think really your preseason training is what really goes into a day like today. Who's in better shape? That could go a long ways.
Definitely who's in better shape and who's been taking care and stretching out and doing all the things that they, you know, you do all preseason and prior to that to get ready for this day when you play your crosstown rival.
Of course, I want to welcome you everybody into the Butler Auto Sales kickoff show. Butler has the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Well, we had BG in Newark Valley last night, and today it's Delhi and Walton, another Class D divisional game. The fans continuing to pile in here on the hill at Delaware Academy, set to be a good one. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll be set for kickoff between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. So stay tuned. High school football on Saturday here on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. A beautiful Saturday afternoon here at Delaware Academy. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And, of course, it's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show as we're starting to wrap that up. Butler, of course, the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And their goal is to never lose a customer over price. And knowing those Butler guys, I think that's very, very true. They are hardworking guys, so stop over and see them today. So Delhi is going to be kicking off to Walton. Delhi is in the home maroon uniforms. It's the maroon tops with the gray trim, the gray pants, and the all-white helmet. Walton in their traditional, very Walton uniforms, I would say. Kind of looks like the Syracuse orange. The orange pants, the orange helmet, plate top with the orange lettering. Has that Walton Warriors logo on the side as well. So Delhi will kick off, and Walton will receive. And again, they'll be going right to left to start off this Saturday afternoon contest, highly anticipated, between the Orange Crush, the Warriors of Walton, and the Delhi Bulldogs. And so Delhi will kick off a high ball that's going to go all the way back to the 10-yard line. Walton struggling onto this ball. They're going to pick it up, get out to about the 25-yard line, being pushed out of bounds over there for the Walton Warriors. It looked like was Parker McDonald.
Yep, McDonald fumbled the ball about the 10, did a nice job, and got 15 more yards after that. So that's where the Crush will take over first and 10 in their first possession of the game.
Now, both these teams looking drastically different than they did a year ago, back in the spring, I should say, when we had our COVID-shortened spring season. So there's some new pieces on both sides I'm interested to see. Delhi, of course, came in with a big win last Monday here against Deposit Hancock. They actually played on a Monday. Walton coming in on a road loss to Oneonta last weekend. So both teams, of course, coming into week two, all excited to play each other, that's for sure. So Walton's going to start at the 25-yard line going right to left. And I always enjoy watching this Walton line. I know we talk about it every time, Tim, but just generations of guys coming up to learn that system.
Yep, definitely, and they execute their blocks very well.
So here are the Walton Warriors under center, waiting for the snap. Man in motion from right to left. They'll look to run here on first down. It's just a sea of orange and maroon down there. Looks like the ball carrier coming off the bottom of the pile. Couldn't quite see, so we'll see. Looked like perhaps Anthony McLennan there.
Yeah, it might have been a fumbled interaction there in the backfield, and Walton did recover it, so second down and 10.
So Ransom Dutcher, number 14, doing the quarterbacking duties here for the Walton Warriors. And it is McLennan that's in the backfield here. Two wide receivers split out to the right, one to the left. 11:40 to go here in this first quarter. Walton looking to run it up the middle again, but they run into a wall of Bulldogs there.
They sure did. Nobody was there. No hole for that running back, and he did get 1 yard, so it'll bring up third down and 9.
Looks like Ryan Wilson was in on the play there for Delhi as well, starting to cram that up at the line. Luke Sanford as well in there for the Bulldogs. So a third down and 10 here for Walton, Tim. Let's see what they do. Need to just do things the right way and take their time. They come out of the huddle. They like to execute down to the letter, don't they?
Got twins to the left side on the right outs.
So here is Walton again going right to left, third down and 10. They're going to look to throw. They got a man open, throwing it up to midfield.
Oh.
And just overthrow the intended receiver, Robert Conklin, by about 2 or 3 yards. Boy, he catches that, he might be gone.
Yeah, he ran right by the defender for Delhi and was wide open. If that ball's on the money, that's probably 6 points for the Crush.
Wow. You know what, I'm fascinated. I got to talk to the Hoovers, both Jim and Adam, on my podcast a couple of months ago. I said, how many plays do you think you actually have? And they said there's at least over 100, so you never know what they could dial up in a situation like that. Pretty interesting to hear them break down their offense.
Yeah, he was open right away. I mean, it was a well-developed play right there, and unfortunately the ball did fall incomplete. So 4th and 10.
Scoreless here between Walton and Delhi, and it looks like the Warriors will be punting it away, as didn't gain a whole lot on that first drive. Here's the snap. Punt is up. Almost blocked, but a good one. And Delhi's going to field this at their own 40 and up to the 45-yard line. Good job on special teams there by Blaine Klinger to get down and make the tackle for Walton. Owen Haight, it looked like, was on the return.
Yeah, nice punt. Almost was blocked, but got it away from the defender just in time. And Delhi will take over on their first possession at the 45-yard line of their own.
Junior quarterback Logan Nealis in his first season at the QB position. You might remember Luke Brannigan from a year ago. He's not that far down the press box here. He's in his college, but he's back. He's helping out calling the offensive plays here for the Bulldogs. So talk about having someone who knows your offense inside and out.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to have the quarterback that was your last year's quarterback making your calls for this year.
And this Delhi offense last year was a thing of beauty to watch. They could throw it all over. They could run. They could do anything. So here's Delhi going left to right. And their first play at the 45 will be stuffed out there by that Walton defense. It was a handoff trying to go from left to right. They were going for Haight, and he got swallowed up at the line.
Looked like on a counter play, and actually the offensive or defensive line for the Crush just penetrated right into the backfield, and just as the running back got the ball, he was tackled, so second down and 10.
It looked like Paul Morris got some real good penetration there to bring him down. And there'll be a handoff here for Delhi on a second down. Handoff there to Tanner Brocky, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. So third and long now for Delhi.
Yeah, right now it's two defensive lines doing a really nice job keeping the other team at bay. We'll see if Delhi dials up a pass play on this down.
Well, that was what made Delhi so dangerous last year. They could run, they could throw long, and have an 80-yard touchdown on you in the blink of an eye. It was incredible to watch. And a lot of those guys are still here. They did lose some key pieces when you talk about Alex Hayde and Luke Brannigan and Bryce Brocky and Logan Akins, all those guys. Boy, it was a fantastic year last year for Delhi, who went undefeated, I should add. So here are the Bulldogs with 9:35 to go. First quarter, their first possession. They're going to look to throw. They throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. Pass was too tall there for Angelo Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen was open. He tried to high point the ball, but it went through his fingers. An incomplete pass, fourth and 10, ball just outside the 45.
So both teams have had a possession, and if we don't see any trickery here, this will be a punt for Walton and then a punt for Delhi. And so Delhi at their own 45-yard line with a fourth down and 10 with 9.5 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios, pulling double duty this weekend as we had our BG football game last night, and now Delhi and Walton here today. So Delhi looking to punt this one away. Oh, somebody jumped on that Walton line right on the near side here. Easy call for the officials.
Yeah, it's going to make it a little closer. It'll be fourth and 5 now, and the ball will be just outside the 50.
So they'll mark off 5 yards here, and ball will be right at the 50-yard line, as Tim said. Glad to have you along, whatever you're doing on this beautiful Saturday. I always try to treasure these because in a few weeks, Tim, we'll be freezing our butts off in here.
Great, we'll have a little personal heater with us.
So these are the fun days of the early season where you can still be here dressed like it's summertime. So here is Delhi looking to punt this one away right at midfield. A high boot in the air. I don't think he got a good piece of it. Went off the side of his foot, rolls out of bounds about the Walton 33, I would say.
Yep, good call right there. Definitely came off the side of his foot, and Walton will start their second possession of the first quarter at the 33-yard line.
9:24 to go, first quarter. Scoreless here between Delhi and Walton. Be Walton's second look at it on offense here.
Yeah, the legal shift was called, but Walton is probably going to decline it, and they did.
So Walton's going to start off here. We'll see where this ball is marked as they bring it in from the sideline. It looks like it's going to be...
I like the 33. That was a good call.
Yeah, I think
name.
That was...
Yeah. Well, they put it on the 35.
About 35. All right. Must be this angle we're at here.
Well,
right?
This referee over on this side said it was a 33, but... Yeah. 35.
So it'll be the 35-yard line here for Walton. You know, both these programs over the last couple of years, as I said, Delhi was really... 2 years ago, it was Walton getting down to the sectional final in 2019. And that game with Tioga was just a slugfest. One of the best games we've called, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Great memory.
Here is Dutcher rolling out to the right side, dumps it across, and the pass is incomplete there for Walton. Good coverage by Delhi. Blaine Klinger couldn't bring it in, though, for the Warriors.
Yeah, Klinger got one hand on it. Thought he was going to make a fantastic one-handed grab, but it just fell off. Incomplete, second down and 10.
9:05 with the clock running to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and Walton. Ball still at the 35-yard line, and see what Walton comes up with here on this second down.
Interesting how they're huddling over on the right hash when the ball's over on the left hash. I noticed that twice.
Yeah. And you know, Walton never does anything on accident. There's a reason for that. We might not know what it is, but there's a reason they're doing that. Here's Walton on a second down. Good run up the middle here across the 40, out to about the 41. And off the bottom of the pile there is Deacon Phoenix, the senior. We expect big things from him today for Walton.
Yeah, Phoenix through the guard and center gap on the left-hand side, gets 5 yards, third down and 5.
I always love your analogy. You say the Walton quarterback is like a blackjack dealer, right? That's what it looked like on that play. Just kind of...
Fakes going everywhere.
Yeah.
And, yep,
you never
sure.
know. It looks like he's... going left, going right, all of a sudden someone's got the ball.
A lot of these quarterbacks probably are blackjack dealers.
Yeah. 8:05 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and Walton. A good start to this one here at Delaware Academy today. Walton on a third down at about five to go. Going to be very close to a first down, as up the middle was McLennan across the 45 to the 46.
Yeah, first back through the guard and tackle gap on the left-hand side. Good for first down yardage, so Walton will be first and 10 at the 45.
Yeah, so the Warriors getting near midfield now again, taking their time. 7:45 to go first quarter, and still scoreless. Walton taking their time in the huddle, breaking out. Now, a lot of the guys on this line are, you know, seeing some of their first action here at the varsity level. A lot of younger guys on this line, but they look crisp so far. Man in motion. They'll try to run it up the middle again with McLennan, and he'll push his way forward. Kind of turned nothing into something there with about 2 yards.
Yeah, he got hit right at the line of scrimmage and did a nice job of getting the positive 2.5, 3 on first down, so to bring up second down and 8.
Tim, I know it's early, but this kind of looks like a game that the trenches here today.
Yeah, right now it does. I mean, and like I said, the lines are usually what determine what's going to happen. So
this is a second down and about 7 to go for the Walton Warriors near midfield. The orange and the white uniforms here today going right to left. A little sweep from the right to the left, and a big hit there by Owen Haight coming up and taking down Xander Davies, who looked like he was going to get to the edge, and Haight said no.
Yeah, Davies thought when he got out to the right side, he thought he had some running room, and then Haight said absolutely not. Stopped him. Just he might have gained 1 yard on the play. We'll bring up third down and 7.
I believe that was Haight that came up and made that tackle from the outside. Yes, it was. And so a very nice job. If you want to hear from his older brother Alex and his dad Seth, just had them on my podcast, which is available right there on WCDOsports.com. Here is a third down about to go. Dutcher gets to the outside. Good for a first down. Steps out of bounds. So Ransom Dutcher, the Walton quarterback, doing it with his legs.
Yeah, Dutcher on a quarterback keeper right around the right end. Beats the defender to the pylon and gets, or not the pylon, excuse me, the yardage marker. So first down and into Delhi territory for the first time today.
Yeah, well done there by Dutcher. So we're scoreless, but Walton is marching. They're into Delhi territory across the 45 to about the 43 as Dutcher will step up to the line here once again. The junior quarterback waiting for the snap. He's got a man in motion from right to left. They'll hand it off up the middle, and Walton's got some breathing room here. Ooh. Ball is loose. A big hit, and Delhi is able to recover. Wow, what a play.
Wow, yeah. 22 for Walton came through the line and was never touched until he got to the safety, and the safety absolutely put his helmet right on the ball and dislodged it, and then they recovered the fumble. The ball will be spotted for the Bulldogs at about the 30-yard line.
It looked like McLennan was going to break that one and maybe have 6, and I believe it was Haight that came over and just great tackle, put his shoulder into it, and that ball popped right out.
Two fantastic tackles in the open field.
Yeah, wow, great job there by Haight. So Delhi comes up with a stop on defense. Ball is on their own 30-yard line. The Bulldogs will take over with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Good start to this one here at DA today. And now Delhi will run it up the middle. They got some running room here. And rumbling across the 50 to the 45 is Ryan Wilson, the junior tailback.
Yeah, first back through, number 33, carries them on the left-hand side between the guard and tackle. Gets across the 50-yard line almost to the 45.
Tim, it was almost like nobody knew he had the ball for a little bit there. Well-designed play.
It's hard to see. You know, like it looks like they're doing the same kind of things. They've got backs flying all over the place as well. And he gave it to him right away, and nice hole by the left-hand side of the Bulldog offensive line.
Yeah, really busted it open and really only had about one more man to beat there. He would have been off to the races. So here is Delhi again going right back to Wilson, and he'll crush his way forward across the 40 before he's brought down, but still about a gain of 6.
Yeah, real nice play right there on first down. Brings up second down and 4, ball just inside the 40-yard line.
Clock is still moving. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Going to be a second down and about 4 to go. Scoreless between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Again, one of the oldest rivalries in high school football in New York State. 1892, they say, the first game was between these two. And we were joking that my boss, Craig Stevens, was probably there for that game.
Yeah, he was. I'm guessing he was there.
I hope he's still at the station. I hope he heard that one. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And they'll hand off again to Wilson. Good for a first down across the 35 to the 34. Good hard running by Wilson on this drive.
Hard running for sure. He dragged two of the crushed players with him. in order to get that first down yardage. So the ball is about the 35-yard line, first and 10.
So the Bulldogs having a lot more success here. And, you know, going down pregame, talking to both coaching staffs was, you know, being able to run inside, but also what team was going to have more speed to get to the outside today. And Wilson's shown a couple of times if he could get to the edge, he's got some legs and he can really move. So here we go. This is a first down and 10. Delhi's in the shotgun. Haight is in motion from right to left. And they'll throw on the right side, but the ball kind of flutters from Nealis. And intended receiver on the play, I believe, yes, was Brocky.
Yeah, it looked like he didn't have really good grip on the ball there because it kind of came out, like Nate said, fluttered a little bit and came short of the receiver. So incomplete pass, second down and 10.
So 4:19 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Delhi and Walton. Second down and 10 as the Bulldogs are on the march. And, yeah, this game, just weather-wise, everything kind of reminds me of that 2019 game. Delhi jumped up real big, a couple of scores. Walton was able to fight their way back in the second half and win that ball game. It was fun. So here we go, a second and 10. They'll go right back to Wilson. Rams this one right into the line, dives forward for about 3 yards.
First back through, this time between the center and the guard on the right-hand side, and he gets 3 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 7.
Ball is in Walton territory at about the 33 with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. We're glad to have you along today, whether you're listening on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. We also record these games, so they're on our game audio archive as well. Little end around here, a cutback run for Delhi, but the ball is loose. It's on the turf, and Walton's got it back. Walton's got it at the 25.
Didn't get the number of the Walton player that hit the running back, but he dislodged the ball, and his safety jumped on top of the ball, so Walton will start with a turnover this time, and 25-yard line, first and 10.
A big-time play there for the Walton Warriors, because it really looked like Delhi was going to be in there looking for a score in just a couple more plays, but Walton, the defense holds. Very nicely done. And so this will be the Warriors, and a half to go, starting at their own 25 again. So neither team has really gotten inside the 20, but we've had a lot of action in between, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. He's been in the middle of the field, which is good because for our vantage point, where we are.
And we're right at midfield here up on the hill. Great vantage point to watch here today. Dutcher is going to hand off, and Walton's going to try to get to the outside with McLennan. And Haight was there for the stop to slow him down. And getting to the outside, I believe that was Phoenix that got to the outside.
Yep, nice little play right there for the Crush. They get about, I'm going to say 5 yards, call it second down and 5. Ball's just outside the 30-yard line at almost the 31.
3:05 to go, first quarter. Still scoreless here between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. A good old-fashioned slugfest here. And you know, every time I look up, more and more people starting to trickle in along the fences here. Nice crowd for this one today here at DA. A run up the middle here for Anthony McLennan. He gets upended on the line there by Delhi. That looked like Matt Griswold got a piece of him to slow him down.
Yeah, McLennan did get tackled by Griswold, but not before he got the first down yardage. So
he
ball
did get it.
First and 10.
Just got enough for that one. I thought he was a little short. So Walton at the 35-yard line now. Looking to come up to the line here with 2.5 to go. First and 10. No rush here for the Warriors. Dutcher barking out some signals at the line. He's got one man in motion. We'll look to hand it off. And it's going to be a QB hold here. Didn't hand it off, held it, and decided to go to the outside for Dutcher, but Delhi was right there to sniff it out.
Yeah, he tried to bootleg around to the right side, and Delhi was not fooled by that play and caught him for a loss of about 2. So it'll bring up second down and 12.
2 minutes to go, first quarter. Still scoreless here. Walton and Delhi. This will be a second down and about 12 to go. So again, Walton on their own 33-yard line.
They're definitely using all the play clock.
Yeah, you wonder, is that strategy? Yeah. It's a hot day. Do you want to just take your time? Is it more of an execution thing? We need to get Coach Hoover on the horn here. So a run for Walton up the middle, and again, Delhi is not fooled. And crashing through there, looked like a little bit of a tag team between Orion All as well as Owen Haight.
He gets 1 yard on the play, and it'll bring up third down and 11, and the ball is just shy of the 35-yard line.
I mean, you would know better than me, Tim, but with all those pads on and a hot day like this, the sun beating down on these guys, it's got to take a toll on you pretty quick, I would think.
It does. I mean, it definitely increases your body temperature, and, you know, you got to make sure you keep the fluids going and everything when you're over on the sideline.
So here it is, a third down and 10 to go for Walton. Going right to left, they're at their own 35-yard line. Dutcher is going to hold on to it again. He's got some running room. Dutcher to the outside. Good for a first down to the 50, 45, 40. Dutcher still on his feet. He's got a block, and he is off for a Walton Warriors touchdown from about 60 yards away for the Warriors.
What a great play right there. That was absolutely amazing. He didn't work the first time they tried it, and he bootlegged and beat the runner to the outside, or beat the runner to the outside, and then picked up, as Nate said, a fantastic block at about the 25. Freeing him into the end zone for six.
Yeah, it looked like Deli was going to chase him down, but kudos to that blocking crew. And Dutcher tiptoed down the sideline for the score. Wow, didn't see that coming. Looked like Deli had it sniffed out. And so the Warriors, let's see what they do here. Looks like they're going to go for two with 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A great run by quarterback Ransom Dutcher. So Dutcher comes back up to the line. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Dutcher is under center. Looks like McLennan in the backfield. Waiting for it. Goes to McLennan. Looking for two, and he's denied. So 41 seconds to go. First quarter, Walton 6, Delhi nothing. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
All right, a 6-0 lead for Walton over Delhi with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter here at Delaware Academy. About a, what did you say, 60, 65-yard run there,
yeah,
for Dutcher?
I think the ball was at the 35, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well done.
If I did the math right.
Yeah, that's why I always double check. So I don't think Craig liked our comment. I did get a text during the break.
Oh,
I mean, he liked it, but
sorry, you ruffled his feathers today.
Nice to have Jim and Craig back in the studio today.
Absolutely.
You know, keeping an eye on us here.
Yeah, making sure we're doing nice things
out
here.
Yep, that's for sure. 41 seconds to go in this first quarter. Walton enjoying a 6-0 lead after that 65-yard touchdown run. And they'll be kicking off here to Delhi. This one goes all the way back to the 10-yard line, fielded here by Owen Haight. Haight's going to bring it out and cuts his way up to the 25, and he's brought down there. 34 seconds to go, first quarter.
Yeah, Haight with a nice little return there of about 15 yards. So Delhi will take over, first and 10 at the 20, their own 25.
Be interesting to see how the Bulldogs respond here as you know, pretty even game so far. It's just that one play has given Walton the lead, but just got to see how Delhi decides to respond.
Miss, I'm going to take a guess. I think they're going to open it up a little bit more with the air game.
Yeah, I know they have the weapons. They have the athletes, so we'll see what they decide to do. With 34 seconds to go, first quarter, Walton leading 6-0. Delhi up to the line here now. Again in the maroon tops with the gray pants and the white helmet. And here is our first play for Delhi on this drive. A handoff. Looked like it was to Haight across the 25 to the 30.
Yeah, Haight on first down gets 5 yards, and it'll bring up second down and 5 for the Bulldogs.
20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Clock is still running. We'll see if Delhi is able to get one more play off here. Play comes in from the sideline. Nealis checking his armband here. 10 seconds left. And Delhi, yeah, they're just going to let this clock run out here. So that's going to do it. The end of the first quarter, Walton leading Delhi here in local Saturday football by a score of 6-0. Second quarter coming up on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for the start of the second quarter here in Delhi. It's the Walton Warriors leading the Delhi Bulldogs by a score of 6-0. A touchdown run by Ransom Dutcher is the difference so far in this one. Tim, your thoughts on the first quarter? I thought it was pretty even.
Yeah, it was. It was really very, very well played by both teams. Couple of turnovers on both sides just because of fantastic tackling. I think that, you know, anytime that happens when you turn over the ball as a coach, you just have to say, did my kid just drop the ball or did somebody execute a perfect tackle? And that's exactly what happened on both sides. And it's recovered.
Any sense so far on how the heat here and the sun is affecting both teams? Both teams, I think, are really taking their time,
yeah,
honestly.
I think they both are okay with just taking their time and just playing the game. I think they knew that each other were going to do the same thing. You know, and we play in a day like now with, let's take last night's game with Newark Valley. They went rhythm and caught BG off guard a couple of times.
Really did,
two
yeah.
plays. They didn't even huddle. They went right to the line, ran a play, and caught BG off guard. I don't see that happening here unless they need to do it late.
Yeah, I don't either. So here is Delhi. Now we flip ends of the field. So Delhi in the maroon with the gray and white now going right to left. They'll hand off here on a second down and 5. They're at their own 27, now to about the 30 here. So going to be a third and about 5 to go.
Yeah, 44 just carried the ball for about 2 more yards, so it's going to be third and a long 3.
So a big third down coming up here for Delhi. And we said, how will they respond after that long touchdown run by Ransom Dutcher?
Well, design play that was, you know, he was out there by himself with one tackler, and he beat him to the outside, and then a fantastic block freed him the rest of the way.
Here is Nealis on a third down and short, about a 3rd and 5. The quarterback's in the shotgun, wants to throw, does to the outside, pass is complete, going to be good for a first down out to the 40 here for Schnabel to about the 42.
Nice little play right there, caught just a little swing pass out to the left-hand side, caught and made a nice cut to get the extra yardage for the first down.
I'm telling you, Delhi needed that. They really
did.
Yes, they did. You give the ball back to Walton there, they score again. I mean, they really needed to convert, and they did. A good play by Schnabel.
Yeah, and actually he was in motion coming back and then reverse and then went and then turned back again and got the ball. Real nice throw by the quarterback as well.
I do think we're going to see a big dose today of Brocky and Haight and Schnabel and Ryan Wilson for this offense. So 10:45 to go, second quarter. Walton leading at Delhi 6-0 here at Delaware Academy today. High school football on a beautiful Saturday. Walton Cole with the rush, and we got a flag on the play.
Yeah.
They do get the sack, but Nealis went down. He got yanked down by the helmet there.
Yes, he did. I think the young man from Walton, just his hand got caught inside his mask.
Yes.
And then I don't think it was malicious. I think it just happened.
Yep.
And glad to see the young man from Delhi is okay.
It almost looked like he got it up under the back of the helmet.
Right. Almost like a where you would say it was a horse collar,
right.
But it was up inside the helmet.
Because
he
was going by him, and Nealis kind of stepped into the pocket, and it almost looked, like you said, he stuck his hand out, just got caught in there.
Needless to say, it was vicious.
Boy, that's
vicious looking, let me say.
Yeah, that was tough.
And so quarterback's a tough kid.
Yeah, he bounced right back up, appears to be fine, went over and talked to the coaching staff. And so this is going to give Delhi a first down, and they're across the 50 into Walton territory. That's a tough break if you're the Warriors.
He might have got a little lucky there, their quarterback, because he took his helmet off. And I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. I think everybody was just so surprised by that, or maybe they
said, maybe it came off.
Maybe it came off,
That's possible.
So Nealis, the quarterback, is talking to one of the officials here.
Oh, the chains are on.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So they were able to fix that. Nealis rolls out to the right. He wants to throw long, and he does. He's got a receiver, but he overthrows him.
And we have a flag in the backfield, so maybe he got hit.
Yeah, he was looking for Schnabel.
So what the quarterback was looking at the officials for is because the chain crew is not in the right spot right now. The down box is fine, but the chain crew, the 10 yards, is not in the right spot right now.
And so they're going to try to fix this. So, and we were talking last night, for anyone who listened, about you've spent some time on the chain gang, and that's the one thing I wouldn't want to mess up if I was those guys.
No, because you're right with the opposing or the visiting coaches, and they're in your ear all the time. You know, if the down marker is a little bit too far ahead or whatever, it all depends on who has the ball, but, you know, it's that sort of thing. But, yeah.
So there was a penalty on that play.
Yeah. And late hit.
Yeah, it gets it all the way up to the 35-yard line here. So two big penalties are helping Delhi advance this. They'll hand it off. They got some room. A run to the 35-30, down to the 20-yard line here. Nice run by Owen Haight.
Owen Haight takes it about 12 yards. Good for a first down. The ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line of the Orange Crush.
And so here is Delhi knocking on the door.
Their first trip inside the red zone.
Yeah, they were close. Mm-hmm. They were about the 25 right before when they lost that fumble.
Yeah.
Wow. So a good game here. Was just getting some up from the Chick Walsh soccer tournament, which has South Courtright and Worcester and Davenport and Cooperstown. And SK Boys just won in a shootout in PKs, so that was exciting for all you soccer fans out there. A run up the middle here for Delhi. Here's Wilson across the 10 down to the 5, and now they're knocking on the door.
Yeah, first back through, Wilson just was determined to get through the backers, and he did. Safety makes a touchdown-saving tackle at about the 7-yard line, so first and goal to go for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, this is a big series here for Delhi. As we said, they want to try to answer after that Walton touchdown, and they have their opportunity right here. So Nealis under center here on a first and goal, and he'll look to hand it off. Goes to Haight, rumbles to the right side, going to be right down to the line.
Wow.
And I think he just missed it by about an inch there.
Yeah, according to the man with the hanky, says no touchdown, so it's got to be really close to just inside the one. Yep, that's where about they spot it.
Update from out of town, Harpersville-Afton leading Sydney 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. That game's in Harpersville today in other local football action. So a 6-0 lead for Walton over Delhi, 8:50 to go second quarter here. And this is going to be Nealis under center. He's going to just try to push it forward, and he is in for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown.
Quarterback sneak, follows the center right through the main, basically right through his back, gets into the end zone, 6 points for Delhi. Let's see if they can convert the conversion. Looks like they're going to kick it.
Yeah, it looks like Bulldogs will go for the kick. We're tied up 6 apiece.
And what win there is, sorry about that, Nate,
no.
But what win there is in their face, so interesting little kick here.
I was just going to say that, you know, this is the rivalry game we were hoping it would shape up to be. Doing the kicking duties will be Luke Schnabel. For the snap, it's low. They do get it down, though, and the kick is up and good for Schnabel. So it's 7-6. We're going to take a break for 30 seconds, but Delhi takes the lead 7-6 over Walton. 8:40 to go second quarter here at DA. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lawl and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. You want to stay tuned in just a few minutes. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. But a QB keeper for the quarterback, Logan Nealis, and then the extra point there by Schnabel gives Delhi a 7-6 lead over Walton. Kickoff here from Delhi. Good boot fielded here by Walton at the 10-yard line. They do drop it for a minute. They'll to run it out. Out to the 20. Walton's got some blocks, but we do have a flag before knocked out of bounds there. Yeah. Parker McDonald at the 31, but I think it might be coming back.
It definitely is coming back. I got this one, Nate. I watched it right away. Block in the back against Delhi is going to bring that return back.
So I missed it. It was pretty obvious.
Or by Walton, excuse me.
Yep.
Excuse me. Yeah, it was definitely a no-brainer.
Our good friend Ben Patton down there from the Walton Reporter newspaper taking some photos. He looked up here just as I said that, too, like a supersonic hearing or something.
Yeah.
He's way down on the track, but takes some of the best local photos around.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, look at the lens on that thing.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a small car that he's got connected to that.
Looks like something
huge.
You'd see in the space program.
He has some great shots in it. I've been lucky enough he, you know, lets me use some from time to time for promoting something for the podcast or a variety of other things. And yeah, him, the McPherson brothers, they all do a great job locally.
Sure do.
Good way to capture a lot of memories for parents. 8.5 to go, second quarter. It is Delhi 7, Walton 6. Walton looking to run to the left side and nowhere to go. Ball is loose, and it's recovered here by Delhi, but they're going to say he was down.
Yep.
Davies was the ball carrier, and they say he was down.
Yep. Both side officials came flying in and saying that runner was down before he lost the ball. So they lived to keep the ball for a second down.
Yep.
Second down and 8.
Boy, the Delhi crowd was...
because they did recover it.
Yep, they were that one as it popped free.
They smelled the blood in the water.
That would have been fantastic field position there. But down by contact. So here comes Walton to the line with 8:10 to go, second quarter. They are deep in their own end here, going left to right. Here is the QB. And let's see. Referees saying that Walton is going to take a timeout. So Coach Hoover wants to talk things over. We'll step away with our score again. Delhi 7, Walton 6, mid-second quarter on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Back to the action with Nate Lawl on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 8:03 to go, second quarter. Delhi 7, Walton 6. What'd you say there, Tim?
No huddle. They came right out of the timeout and they went right to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's haven't seen that yet today. And here is Dutcher wants to throw to the left side. Lofts one up into the air, and this one is picked off by Delhi at the 40-yard line. The interception there by Tanner Brocky.
Tanner Brocky, what great coverage that young man had around that play right there. He was turned himself into the receiver, and the receiver became the defender, but Brocky brings it down for an interception, turnover again for the crush. Delhi, first and 10 at about the 42.
Yeah, that was a great read there by Brocky. He's able to pick it off. I just got a text from my good friend Dylan Jacob there, Walton quarterback from a couple of years ago. He goes, I might be biased, but the best rivalry game took place 2 years ago, which is when they were right here on this field.
Yeah.
That was a great game. That was a good year for Walton, and then, you know, Delhi having a great year last year. It's been really good football for these two schools the last few years.
If it's a game that you played in, Dylan, then it is definitely biased.
And here is a sweep, a little reverse here for Delhi across the 30 to the 20. 15-10, pushed out of bounds at the 5. Luke Schnabel getting on his horse there. It's going to be a first down and goal to go for the Bulldogs.
They actually did call him out of bounds further up the field. So
about the 12 or 14.
Yeah, 14.
Boy, that was nice because the whole play on the reverse looked like it was going to the right, and then Schnabel pops out of there, coming way back to the left.
Yeah, real nice little play right there for the Delhi Bulldogs. Caught Walton off guards and got the ball just inside the 15.
7:40 to go here in the second quarter. Delhi trying to put another touchdown on the board perhaps here. Nealis is going to hand one off to Haight. Rumbles to the outside across the 15 to about the 12.
Play off to the right side between the tackle and the end on the right-hand side, and good for about 2 yards. We'll bring up second down and 8.
So it was Walton jumping out to a 6-0 lead. Delhi was able to answer, and now trying to increase this lead just a little bit more here midway through the second quarter. So one wide receiver, that's Brocky, split out to the left here as Delhi goes right to left. Here is Nealis on the snap, wants to hand it off to Wilson, pushes the pile forward up to about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, real just hard nose running right there, right through the middle, and he and the middle linebacker met right in the hole, and good for about 2 or 3 more yards. So we'll say it's 3rd down and 6.
Tim, if you're Delhi here, do you just continue to play it safe, keep pounding away at that line, or do you try to get creative?
It's worked so far, and down here, you would expect them to do that, but they have surprised us. They had the little bootleg with the quarterback that went for 65 yards, and then they just ran the reverse.
So here is Delhi again with 6:15 to go in the second quarter, and looks like the Bulldogs want to talk this over. Maybe they're having the same thoughts that we had. So we'll step away for 30 seconds with 6:16 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 7, Walton 6, Bulldogs knocking on the door. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to Delaware Academy today out of this timeout. Delhi leading 7-6, knocking on the door once again here. Trying to increase this lead midway through the second quarter. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com. Web stream brought to you by SFCU. A beautiful fall day here. And a great crowd coming out to watch high school football. It feels good to have it back in the fall again and not in the spring.
Yeah, and you know, when we were walking in, we were talking about how this place kind of resembles Williamsport, where they could slide on the cardboard because it's so steep here and everything. And then I look over to my left past you, Nate, and I see infamous rock, you know, and there's kids sliding down there right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's about 10 kids over there just using it like a slide. Moment. Well, it looks like Delhi is going to come out of this timeout, look to run the ball. They're going to go to Wilson.
Oh,
nothing doing
wow.
There. Actually, it was Haight that was the ball carrier, but he was brought down by big number 74, Garrett Johnson, breaking through for Walton.
Big number 74 from his defensive guard position just absolutely blew up that play. It will be 4th and 10 now from just about the 15-yard line.
Well, let's see what Delhi decides to do here. We know they have a kicker, but looks like they're going to go for it here on 4th and 10. Pretty much need to get to about the 4-yard line for a first down.
Yep.
5:40 to go. This would be big for Walton if they could get a stop here. After that big 60-yard run just a little bit ago by Schnabel. So on 4th and 11, trips to the left. Schnabel throws to the outside.
Oh,
it's complete to Brocky.
Tackle.
Brocky is going to score. A missed tackle allows Delhi to get in for 6.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Just made it man-on-man on the outside, on the right side. Nobody over there. Missed tackle. Frees Brocky to run into the end zone.
Wow, and it looked like Walton had that play sniffed out. Brocky with the nice catch, a little shift. And, you know, he was facing the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. He caught that, and he just moved the right way, and the Walton tackler missed him. So Delhi leads 13-6 now with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Yeah, just one-on-one on the outside. And so this will be Luke Schnabel doing the extra point duties here for the Bulldogs. Is good. Kick is up, and it is through. So that is going to give Delhi a 14-6 lead. 5:20 to go before the halftime break. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
After that Delhi touchdown, it'll be the Bulldogs kicking off here to the Walton Warriors. Little line drive is picked up at the 30 here by Walton. And out to about the 32 before they are brought down there. And the returner on that play was Zach Gardner for about a gain of 2 before he was brought down by Ryan Wilson.
Yeah, that kick hit Gardner right in the numbers, and he dropped the ball, but he got it and picked up some positive yards. First and 10 for the crush.
So Delhi 14, Walton 6, and this ball will be at about the 32-yard line here for Walton. We talked about responding. Now it's Walton's turn.
Yeah, they definitely want to put some points on the board because, correct me if I'm wrong, they got the ball at the beginning of the game? Or did I get it wrong?
No, I think, yeah, Walton had the ball first.
Okay, so yep. They definitely want to put some points on the board here because you don't want Delhi to score again in this half or in this quarter and then get the ball back in the third.
So here is Walton on a first and 10. Dutcher to the outside trying to use that play, but this time the Bulldogs are there. Wilson and Brocky to bring him down.
Dutcher on a naked bootleg out to the left-hand side, and Delhi was not fooled. They tackled the running back or the quarterback at about the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Yep, second down and 10.
It'll be exciting here at halftime. They are doing a 20-year, you know, little celebration. Been 20 years since that 2001 New York State Championship football team here for DA. They will be bringing those guys back at halftime for a little celebration today.
Nice. That's awesome. You know, definitely deserved, and it's nice to see the recognition.
20 years. That's hard to believe. Here's Walton on a second down and 10 right into the line and nowhere to go. Looked like Griswold was there to snuff it out for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it looked like to me that there was a little interaction chain or a fumble between the center and the quarterback because I heard people yelling ball. So it was on the ground, and Walton recovered third and 10.
All the rich history between these two programs, mm-hmm. Walton with state championships in 94 and 07, I believe, also made the title game somewhere in the early 2000s. I think it might have been 2000, and then, of course, Delhi winning it in 2001, all sorts of trips to states and sectional championships. And here is a sack by Delhi. Dutcher had nowhere to go. And chasing him down to the outside was Skyler Riggs. That was a nice play.
Yeah, real nice play by the Bulldogs right there. Mr. Riggs just probably saved a touchdown because if he doesn't make that tackle, number 86 for the crush was wide open down the field.
David Reese, want to give him some credit, too. He was in on that play. It was a kind of a double sack there for the Bulldogs. 3:50 to go before the halftime break. Delhi 14, Walton 6. Fourth down, right? Yeah, fourth and... Boy, about 15
fourth
to go.
Fourth and a
country mile.
Country mile.
And so Delhi standing back to our right on their own 40-yard line, waiting to receive. And the snap is high, Walton's going to have to pick it up and try to punt, and they do, but it's only going to get out to about the 40. It does take a Walton bounce out to about the 43. That's better than it looked as they were trapped down on about their own 5-yard line, but this is great field position for DA.
Yeah, very nice. Nice recovery by that punter because that ball was over his head and then made the had the wherewithal to scramble a little bit and kick it away. Could have been disastrous for them, but he did kick the ball away. They are first and 10 for the Bulldogs at about the 43.
Yeah, he was chasing it in the wrong direction.
Yes, he was.
Somehow he picked it up, and that usually turns into a disaster when you try to scoop it.
Did a real
either
nice
run
job.
Or, yeah, but he did a good job. And so now if you're Walton, 3:20 to go here, you trail 14-6, your defense has to come up here and try to stop Delhi. Can't give them this another score late in the second quarter when, like you said, Tim, they're going to get the ball back. So here is Delhi running to the outside with Owen Haight, brought down by that Walton line.
Looks like Haight gets one off the right side in between the tackle and the end. Second down and 9.
So Delhi doesn't seem to be in a big rush so far here as Nealis kind of saunters back over to the sideline here to talk to Coach Phil Newman.
Maybe it's planned. You know, maybe
it could be.
And, you know, in the second half they're going to come out and they're just going to do no huddle and they're going to do all this fast stuff and run four wide.
Well, it was just so fun to watch Newark Valley. When they went to that last night, it was quick. It was very quick.
It happened in a blink of an eye.
It did.
And I felt bad for BG because they definitely weren't ready for that.
Here's Matthews trying to run to the left side, and the Walton defense, again, is there to snuff it out. And I think that was Anthony Soto that was leading the charge.
Runner loses 2 on the play. We'll bring up 3rd down and 11.
Clock is still moving. I mean, we're coming up on 2:15 to go here. And again, Delhi, for being late in the second quarter, maybe we'd see a little more urgency here, but we often say that's why we're on the radio.
Yeah. Yep. They actually are, you know, they are. They're taking their time. The quarterback is the one that's coming over to get the play, and he just runs back in the huddle, makes the call, and they're not in a rush.
I guess the other thought is we definitely don't want to give this back
to
Walton to give them any sort of a chance. But this is a 3rd and 11. We got a flag on the play here.
That's because they took too much.
Yeah.
First one of the day.
A little delay of game there on the Bulldogs. Going to back them up 5 yards here with 1:44 to go before the halftime break. Delhi leading 14-6 over Walton. Pretty good game here in one of the oldest rivalry games in New York State. And so this will come back to about the 48-yard line. And so now we'll see if they get a little giddy up in their step here, Tim.
We'll see what happens on the play. He's in shotgun.
3rd and 15. Nealis is in the shotgun. Wants to throw to the outside for Brocky. It's complete. He's got space. Brocky to the 30. 20. He's got one man to beat. Tripped up.
Oh,
he
fell down himself.
With 1:29 to go. No, I think he got tripped.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he got tripped there.
I'll tell you, if he got tripped, that was a fantastic play because it saved 6 points.
Parker McDonald, I think, got a piece of him there.
Wow.
Tripped up at the 5-yard line with 1:28 to go. Wow, great run. That's worked a couple of different
times.
Yeah,
same times. Play. Same play. The little swing pass out to the flat, and it's one-on-one out there, and Brocky makes that man miss. It's all the way to the end zone, but he didn't quite get there this time.
So this will be a 1st down and goal to go, and, you know, that was 3rd and 15.
Yeah.
And they were able to convert. So here is Nealis under center, and this is looking tough here for Walton. Can they stop him? They go to Haight. Haight bounces off the 5 down to about the 3. Clock is still moving, coming up on 1 minute to go.
Yeah, Haight with a really nice run right there. He was hit in the backfield but would not be denied to get positive yards. Ball is spotted just inside the 5-yard line.
So we're under 1 minute to go. Nealis runs the play in from the sidelines. 50 seconds left. Delhi looks cool, calm, and collected here, Tim.
Yeah, and Delhi has a couple timeouts.
So again, the ball at about the 4-yard line, 40 seconds to go now.
They don't get in this time. I think they're going to have to call a timeout.
2nd and 3. They'll hand it off right up the middle. It's good for a Delhi touchdown. Ryan Wilson with the score.
Wilson off the left side between the guard and center. And real nice play. Dove into the end zone for the 6 points. see what the conversion is.
That's going to give Delhi a 20-6 lead over Walton with 33 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And so this will be an extra point attempt here by Luke Schnabel. And he's 2 for 2 so far, mm-hmm. but we've commented both the snaps have been low.
Great job by the holder.
Snap is low again, but they do get it off, and it's blocked by Walton. Breaking through the line, and that was Ransom Dutcher that was able to block it. So 33 seconds to go. Second quarter, we'll step away. It's Delhi 20 and Walton 6 here on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
So Delhi will be kicking off to Walton with 33 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi with a fresh 20-6 lead. Walton's got the ball. They field it. Lost it on the bottom of the pile. That was a game of pinball off that kickoff, and we'll see who's got it. Walton's got it.
Yeah, nice job by that young man because that ball was bouncing all over the place and dove on top of it to live another day.
Yeah, wow, that was... That would have been bad.
Because at that point, I mean, they do that play again where they have that guy over there on an island all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's...
Brocky makes you miss.
Yeah, Brocky has been really good. He scored on the one touchdown to the mm-hmm. outside. He's had a couple other nice runs on the outside. And so we kind of said at the beginning of the broadcast, both teams said if we can use the edge and get to the edge, we think we can be successful. So here is Walton with 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Trailing 20-6, going left to right there at their own 37-yard line. A handoff and a run to the outside here for the Walton Warriors is good for about 3 yards there for Davies.
And a timeout by the Walton Warriors on a little sweep play there to the left side. Gets about 4 yards. Will bring up second down and 6.
So, yeah, it looks like Walton will take this timeout. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. Back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
All right. Walton timeout here. It looks like they're going to have pretty much one last chance at it here. Before the halftime break, our score is Delhi 20 and Walton 6. Here today at DA so far, it was Walton with a 6-0 lead, but 20 unanswered points by Delhi here in the second quarter has been the difference.
Yeah, they definitely have taken control of this game, and it's been on some really nice athletic plays by Mr. Brocky.
So let's see what happens here. What does Walton dial up out of the timeout? They'll look to run it up the middle, and they got some space here to the 50, 45, 40, 35, 32 before knocked out of bounds. That's Cameron Stanton.
Cameron Stanton with a nice little counter play off to the left side between the guard and tackle. Gets into Delhi territory at about the 35-yard line.
So Walton's going to have a chance at it here with 15 seconds left. We've seen him try to go deep a couple of times through the air. Will they do that here or hope to bust out another run? So here is Ransom Dutcher at the 35. Gets the snap. fakes, wants to run to the outside. Dutcher gets on his horse here. Dutcher to the 30, 25-20 before he is sandwiched here by two Bulldog defenders. And they bring him down with 4 seconds to go.
Didn't quite get to the first down stick, I don't think, but they called a timeout.
Yeah, so this will be another timeout taken here by the Walton Warriors. So we'll step away for another 30 seconds. When we come back, it'll be Walton's last play of the half. They trail 20-6 to Delhi here at DA on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Just another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Harpersville-Afton leads Sydney 21-8. That's late in the second quarter, that game at Harpersville today.
21-8. Sydney put some points on the board.
Yeah.
The week before, the playing the mighty Tioga Tigers, I think they only got three.
Yeah, they got a field goal, like the first possession of the game. And then after that, it was all Tioga. I believe it was.
Which happens quite often.
I say that, but
they are.
Tioga's a real deal.
Yep,
this division's going to be tough this year. Tioga, Newark Valley, Harpersville, Afton, some real deal teams.
All one division in D.
Yep. So 4 seconds to go. Walton out of the timeout. They are going left to right. They are on the Delhi 21-yard line. Dutcher pulls it to the outside. Dutcher looking to throw. He's got a man. It was tripped up. We got a flag.
Can't end on a flag.
Pass interference at the 10.
Not going to be able to end on a flag.
So Walton's going to get one more try at it here. Delhi knew that Dutcher was going to fake the handoff and throw, and they still couldn't get to him.
Yeah, the young man on the left-hand side did a nice job, but he just broke outside contain a little bit, and Dutcher threw the ball, and there was pass interference. And like Nate said, it happened right about the 10-yard line. Oh, it's waved off.
Oh, wow. Waved off, so that's going to do it.
Wow.
They're going to the locker room. Referees got together. You do not see that very often, do you, Tim?
Yeah, no. Coach Hoover wants an explanation.
I think it's because it looked like they got their feet tangled
right, yeah.
up.
Right, yeah. And that's probably what it would be after they got together. But nice job by the officiating crew to get it right.
Yeah, well done. So our halftime score, the Delhi Bulldogs 20, the Walton Warriors 6. We'll be back in a few minutes with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. So again, 20-6, Delhi over Walton at the break here at DA, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunity.